Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Hello, everybody. This is the podcast. This is our podcast. This is episode and series. And I'm on an armchair, an old armchair. I've got a sort of lamb's wool rug covering my legs. And I feel like a bit of a gent.
Imagine you've got
Tommy?
Like a velvet blazer on, like Hugh Hefner, God rest his soul.
God rest him. No, I've got a
jacket.
T-shirt on.
But you don't smoke.
Since I put it on at 7 o'clock this morning, I realised by about eight that it wasn't clean, and I don't know why it was in the drawer. Someone's put it in the drawer, not me, and it is used. This is a used gym T-shirt. But I thought, well, you know what? I'll go to the gym this afternoon. I'll wait till I'm done, then I'll change it.
Yeah, I suppose it's better on.
Thoughts?
What would you rather put on, an old T-shirt or an old pair of socks that have just been floating around your room?
Oh, God. Oh, don't. Your old socks are all rigid as hell.
I often wondered why, when we lived together, you're always walking around the flat with one sock on, and then... Never trust a man walking with one sock on. I thought you had a verruca for years and years.
Very good.
And he didn't want me to catch it. Really bad case of athlete's foot.
Oh, God.
Oh, you had athlete's private, is what you had.
Absolutely bloody gross you are. You're bloody horrendous.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. I haven't even warmed you up yet, have I?
How are you then, boy? What you been up to then, fella?
Busy. Like a Japanese prisoner of war, but a happy one, I might add.
Is that busy with generics?
With generics, yeah. Got loads on, mate. Got a nice long lunch in Le Monde. Classic restaurant.
Oh, Le
Monde. One of the best.
Oh, mate. Le Monde. French for the world. Used to have one in Bristol. It's not there anymore, as far as I know, but jeepers, I loved it when it was.
Oh, some history there, mate. Some history there. And we're going to make history of our own on Thursday. We've got a networking long lunch going on there.
You're going to make pistry, more like?
Be a lot of that, mate. Red as well. Mm. Wine.
Oh, God.
Not blood, I just want to add. Mm. So we got about 110 people turning up for food.
Okay.
Booze, and a Q&A with myself and Jonathan Davis, OBE. Must be a
OBE now. Jiffy. This.
Yeah, yeah. Normally you have to put Jiffy in the middle because there's another Jonathan Davis now, which is a bit of a nightmare for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm hoping people haven't turned up to listen to John the Fox.
That's the worry, isn't it?
And then they get there and all they see is a sheep's head in Jiffy.
And he's 7 or 8 inches shorter than they expected, and it's all a bit like, oh.
Yeah. He's going to be a knight soon, I reckon.
Do you reckon? Because there were money raised for Lindra.
Wow. I was going to say, as soon as you saved up enough to buy it.
We haven't got a mortgage, is he? So.
No. Didn't go on a Lions tour. Brilliant. But doesn't have a mortgage.
Didn't get a Lions cap, don't have a mortgage either.
Do you know what? It's actually quite hard work trying to get menu choices off 110 people.
Oh, God, that sounds hellish. I just wouldn't do it.
But then you've got like got one of our mates who's got four spaces, Nathan Bowles, Smart Solutions. He just picked it all for his guests. If they don't like it.
Good on him. Tough I like luck. That. I like him. And he's made up for the fact that he's got a... I've got a bugbear. Why do people call Smart Solutions? Like, as a van drives past, IPS Solutions. Solutions for what? Why don't you make your company name something like Gennaro's the same? Why don't you make your company name something that tells people what you do? Okay, Gennaro's fine. Okay, you might have to... You'd be looking for a company like that if you found Gennaro. But Smart Solutions van rolls past and you think, solution to what? Are you builders, plumbers, IT? Are you therapists? Are you a masseur? Are you a gardener? Are you a tree surgery solutionist? It's just Smart Solutions.
What does Apple do then, mate?
Apple, well, they're a brand, you see.
Well, they had to start somewhere.
Yeah, I know, but they're a brand. But it's like, yeah, but they kind of... How long has Smart Solutions been going?
No idea, mate. No idea. 100 years.
Right. Okay, so Apple has kind of established itself as a brand, but it's like Smart Solutions, they could go, they'll drive past you, you would never know what they did. Like, I've got a mate, my mate John, I call him Cowboy. He's an electrician, used to arrive on a horse, tie it up outside and come on in with his Stetson on. Absolute rip-off merchant, but I loved him. And it wasn't really, he was just a cowboy. And his company was ICS Solutions on his van. With a mobile number underneath it. I'm like, mate, why would anybody call that number? They have got no idea what you do. It's like driving along, I've got a sore back, and they drive past. Hello, mate, saw your number. Can you sort the back out? No, we're electricians. Well, how am I supposed to know that?
Yeah, well, all right, mate, I'll pass on.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll say Business Secretary of Bath, David Flatman, has got a bugbear with Smart Solutions, with Sphere Solutions, with Turley. Bridgeport 360, it's Lee Burns' company. He'll take that to heart, mate, and he won't like it. Indigo, another one.
Now you mention it, it's the solutions thing that bothers me.
Okay.
It's like, okay, you can have, you know, Smiths might go past, the big sort of construction firm, and it's like, well, okay, that's fine, but it's when someone tells you, they're driving past in their van, and they tell you they've got a solution for you, but you don't know what the problem is to which you need a solution. That bugs me.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll pass on that. We've got some customers come in that you'll know what they do. Okay. So Dragon Signs, Pink Pig Loans, Circle IT.
Brilliant. There you go. Brilliant. So easy.
All right.
Like Shanks Entertainment, like whatever your limited company's called, Shank the Tank Limited.
Promotions,
there you are. I wish I'd thought of something funny for mine all those years.
I know, same.
And it's like, right, what we're going to do is, yeah, it's like you're going to put all of your image rights money in this, and it's like 15 quid a year, it was, or whatever it was nothing. I was like, why did I bother? Anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, mate, busy with that. So at Belfry last week, myself and Mike Tyndall took on James Taylor and Matt Banahan. Tins versus Titch. Wasn't...
Well, Banahan's the best golfer there, isn't he?
He was good, yeah. He's actually very impressive. Losing the rig slightly now, which is quite nice to see. You know, because he's not been out the game long. I've been out longer than him, and I've probably got a better... I'm not as big as him. Just as powerful, mate. But had a little feel of his rig. But he's got a golfer's rig now, hasn't he? So... But yeah,
he was never really into the weights. He was never really into the weights as a player, so he didn't have a turbo rig to start with.
Didn't need to be, did he?
No.
Naturally massive and...
7'4" and quick.
Hard as nails, yeah.
And hard.
But yeah, he's good. He's off scratch, and so is James Taylor. He's off scratch as well. But me and Tins end up being the winner. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. God, well done. Did you band it then, though?
Eight legs, six legs. Yeah, we had a handicap, but it's all relevant, mate. It's all relevant.
What up, boy? Pleased for you.
And Titch didn't stay for the Q&A at the end, so I just hammered him. He wasn't there.
Yeah, too right. You didn't leave for the Q&A, do you?
Nah, not. He didn't even stay for the dinner. I'm not sure. He probably had a valid reason, but I think basically he needed to get home and wear himself a hot sink. He's feeling a bit tired.
Saw him out the upstairs window. Thought he was nicking a flat screen on the way out. But yeah, had his iPhone with him. Very good.
Very good.
Very, very good. Mm. Yeah, Banners is a golf addict, basically. You would be if you could be, but I mean, Banners has got a job too, but I think his job might be golf now.
He's very good, mate. He's very good. And he does love filming you when you've got like 4 or 5 foot putts to win the hole. And
yeah, he's one of those. Yeah, but mate, you can't have a go at that. You film everyone who's eating around you at all times.
I do.
Were you commentating the other night and you still got your mate eating in a corporate box on camera?
Dav Pritchard, BBC, yeah. We spent a lot of time together in Japan, in Oita,
yeah,
during the World Cup. So we bonded and spot, yeah, somewhere at the game, and the Cardiff Rugby dished out some pies just before the game. So, you know, you got to be on guard when you're in a pie, basically, is what I'm saying. And he wasn't.
Of course you have.
He left himself open.
Well, it's his own fault, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, I was at Chiefs at the weekend on Saturday, and I'm getting new. It's new, this whole solo comms thing, right?
Yeah.
But I kind of get there, and I go up to the comms position, and there's no water, no coffee, there's no food. I was like, right. Luckily, I'd eaten on the way down, obviously.
Yeah.
Because you've got to eat on the motorway, haven't you? And had a coffee, but I was
20
like,
nuggets probably.
Then I was like, right, what I'll do is I'll do all my interviews and then I'll go, yeah, and then I'll go to the little camper coffee, camper van place down there. That'll be a nice artisan job, you know. And there was such a big queue, I was like, I can't do that. So I went to the media room and got a coffee, and I love it down at Chiefs. I love the whole setup, great people, lovely grub and all that stuff. There's a nice curry in there, really good curry, enjoyed that, chicken curry. Coffee, nope. Undrinkable. Oh, Nescafe, no. The little tube sachet things. Sorry, I got up to the commons position. I had one sip and I said, no, I can't do that.
Snob. I'm
going to have to go back. Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't drink it. And I was on my own, so I wasn't, you know, wasn't showing off to anyone. I just thought, I cannot drink that. That is, I can't drink Nescafe anymore.
That's coffee at its best, though. That's the strap line.
Extract Kenyan beans are coffee at the best, mate. That's coffee at its best. I had a couple this morning. Buzzing now, so I'll take the afternoon off. But jeepers, were they nice? Mm. Wowza!
Yeah, but sometimes you just need caffeine, no matter what form, mate. So,
but that's what I felt like. But it was so bad, I couldn't even use it for that.
I've had the kettle's not worked before. I've had to put the hot tap on and put a couple of spoonfuls in a cup. And drink coffee that way. Yeah, but
that's rank.
Just get it down, you mate. It's like vitamins. No. Don't chew them.
I couldn't.
No,
They'd have ended up going through me. My body would have disagreed with it. Also, on a quick note, I'm growing out my left pinky fingernail.
Okay. You're back into rollies, are you?
although I did the Prem Rugby thing, the lowdown last night, and Rianne, our producer, they come to the house, she goes, and I said, do you like my fingernail? I'm growing it out. And she goes, that is known these days as a coke nail, as if you're taking drugs with it.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm not.
No.
But I'm growing it out because my girlfriend's parents were talking about, they lived in Bangladesh for a while when they were younger, and they said that the men there used to grow out their pinky nails real long to clean out their ears.
Yeah.
And everyone agreed around the table how absolutely rank that was. And I quietly thought to myself, yeah, okay.
I'll try that
later.
Give me
a month. See how long I can get it. And I've got it, and it is yielding results. Amazing.
You're going to look like the bad guy in Big Trouble in Little China, the old guy. He crosses his nails,
yes.
does some magic with it. He's got really long nails.
Well, look, I would send you the picture of it of the results it's yielding, but I don't want you to post it on social media.
What's the reason for?
I'm not going to risk it.
You might have said I just.
Oh no, I've just grown it out because everyone thinks it's rank, and I love it. It's my pride and joy now. It's the best part of my body.
Attention seeking. I get you.
Yeah, it is a bit. Yeah, yeah, it is a bit. But I don't have cool hair or like a lush rig. I can't do any stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
It's either nails or a moustache.
No, exactly. Nails, a moustache, or putting a bead in my ear hair.
You can't be unique. You're like me. Can't be unique in any other way. I'll just wear glasses now. That's my new one.
I know, just thinking that. So I was reading something. The last couple of days I've been reading things and thinking, God, is my eyesight getting worse? Is it getting worse? Please, please, please. And then I'm straight on the internet looking at tortoiseshell glasses for classy people.
Well,
that's my search.
I tell you what, mate. Now you've got 3 kids, your eyesight will get a lot worse.
Why?
You spend more time on your own. You know, you're kicked out of the main bedroom. You know, the baby's got to sleep. You know, I bet you.
Do you know what I have been doing the last few nights?
It was like the Lions tour in 05, mate. You know, everyone roomed together. Well, normally everyone rooms together, but on that one, everyone had their separate rooms for like 6 weeks. Because Clive Woodward thought that was the way the Lions were going to...
Couldn't catch a ball by the end of it.
That's why the amount of boys come back and need glasses. Unbelievable.
Literally unbelievable. I'm sleeping at the other end of the bed at the moment. I've got my pillow at the foot end, which when I was a kid was really exciting, or if I wet the bed it was just convenient. But now I really like it. I like it at the bottom end.
Yeah,
it's good. I might stay there. Yeah, it's all right.
Was the pick
it
hotel?
It was like a holiday. I absolutely love it. Yeah, I'm not a hotel guy normally. And no deals, nothing like that. Boy, you don't need to, you know, I'm not saying it because of that. Absolutely love it there. And for a few years, I think initially, I'll be completely honest with you, years ago I did an appearance through the rugby club, through Bath, when I was playing and in return we got a year's free membership to Soho House. Then it was like, oh, do you want to carry it on? And I was like, oh yeah, go on then, kind of thing. And then, so we paid for it for years to be a member there, and I was, in the end it was like, well, they are nice places, they are good. I do go to them in London when I'm in London and meeting people and stuff. Then I was like, I'm literally going across town in London. I'm going across town to these Soho House places to meet people for coffees, and I'm paying loads of money to go into them. I'm paying loads of money to get to them, and when I get in them, I'm getting fleeced anyway, and I don't even love them that much. And Babington House, the one down near Bath, is still half an hour from my house, so I never go there. When you get there, it is amazing. It's properly awesome. And White City House is properly cool. I just don't love Soho House. Don't love the vibe. Been my membership a couple of years ago and haven't missed it at all. Because I think, I don't know. I just don't love the whole vibe of it, to be honest. And even though I can be a bit of a knob myself, it is just a little bit too privilegey for me, you know.
You're explaining this like the film Pretty Woman, when she goes into... get loads of clothes and they don't serve her, and eventually she finds a clothes shop and walks past and goes, huge mistake.
No, it's more like
they didn't recognise you and treat you like
since I've been there. I was like, I don't love all this hotel stuff. I don't love paying loads of money to go and stay in a hotel which isn't that far from where I live. But we did it the other night and absolutely love it, and it has converted me to the night away, which I've never bothered with before.
It looked amazing.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
And I loved you having to defend yourself saying, this isn't my bedroom.
Right, no, John R. Foer's like, shit, mate, nice house. Like, that's a hell of a house. I was like, John, it's not my house. He said, it's yours or Alex Brown's. I was like, well, Alex Brown couldn't live in a house this small, for starters. This is not my house. It's John R. Foer's house. Yeah, it's amazing. The food was wicked. Because we took the little baby and they just did loads of nice stuff. They did loads of nice stuff for the baby and just made it really easy. So,
oh, nice. Well, I've got two things to tell you. Okay, one is Squid Games completed. Have you watched that?
Right.
Second one is The White Lotus on Sky Atlantic.
Haven't watched it yet.
You have to watch it, my friend. You have to watch it. I'd go White Lotus first. Yeah, I'd go right up your street as well, White Lotus. Okay. Murders.
Yeah, okay.
There's not. It's quite cool. It's quite filmed. It's a bit like The Entitlement of the Rich, a bit like Succession sort of thing, I would say. But I'm only 1.5 episodes in, but already I love it. Okay.
Noted.
So write this down, The White Lotus. And obviously everyone's talking about Squid Games at the moment. It's number one on Netflix. I think it's going to be like the most streamed series ever.
In the history of the world. I had to stop my 11-year-old watching it last week.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying, but I've done it now. I've completed it. I'll find out what happens.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right, I'll have a go at that at some point. I am slightly more highbrow. I'm watching started watching the Tony Blair, Gordon Brown documentary series on iPlayer last night.
Okay.
Sort of behind the scenes, New Labour and that sort of stuff. And I must say, it's very, very, very good.
Did really good. Really you watch the Tyson Fury fight?
No. Did you?
Wish I had. I was trying to...
So do I.
I was trying to find somewhere to watch it last night on the iPad, and I couldn't. I'm going to go buy it, if I can, on Sky or BT, because I really want to watch it.
Oh, well, if you buy it, then I can just use your login, can't I?
Yeah, sound like a proper epic fight as well.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm, like, you know, sometimes you're thinking, oh, is it going to be good? Is it going to be that good? And then you miss it, and it just sounded amazing. You know, Tyson Fury down twice and comes back in the 11th round. It would have been amazing to watch live. I'm gutted I didn't, but there we are. I don't even know what time it was on. It must have been a late one, I reckon. It was in America.
Yep. Yeah, and yeah, the thing is, 9 out of 10 that you stay up for are rubbish. But I mean, I read all the reports in all the papers, basically, because that's as close as I could get, and a few little stolen clips on social media, but it sounded epic. I mean, in fairness, as Conor McGregor pointed out, you know, Deontay Wilder's 40 pounds lighter. Like, that is a serious amount of weight. It's a serious amount of weight.
It is.
Like, that's, you know, so that's over 3 stone. I mean, can that be right?
Well, yeah, it can be right, but...
Can that
I mean,
be right? 30, no, it's not. 342, it's nearly 3 stone.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, that weight, yeah. But Fury isn't in incredible nick. You know, you look at him and you just think, you are a massive bloke, but he's not coming out like Joshua or Klitschko, is he? You know, he's...
No, geez, no.
He's really flexible. He is powerful, but he's not like Ivan Drago. You know, one of the greatest boxers
he's
of all
like
time.
He's not like a super Apollo athlete, Creed. Look, does he? Like,
he's just phenomenal talent.
And Deontay Wilder's got no calves, very small legs, so you lose a lot of weight.
So did Mike
there,
Tyson, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Turns out it doesn't count. But I'm, you know, that's, I just wonder now if the best idea isn't for Joshua to fight our kid. Well, Anthony Joshua. Joshua's going to fight Usyk again, but then you sort of feel like you'd love the winner of that to fight Tyson Fury, but who's the winner going to be? Usyk could well beat him again.
Mate,
beat him so comfortably last time.
It's just like it's never going to happen. You know, that's the fight everyone wants to see, but politics are in the way. Contracts are in the way, and you want them to be fighting in their prime. You don't want it to be like a Mike Tyson fighting into his late 40s or anything like that. You know, you want to see who the best is, but I think we all know who's the best is anyway. Yeah, it's going to be Tyson.
Yeah, but what I did watching the last Anthony Joshua fight, and I'm, you know, not an expert here, armchair amateur critic, but not critic, but wondering, it didn't look huge. He's still a big, great unit, but he didn't look huge. And it's almost like your thing is your power. Why are you trying to become some sort of tactician and light on your feet? It's almost like you need to be leather people, mate.
Yeah.
And why don't you just do that? Because if you look, at his, it sounds ridiculous, but he's obviously a big unit, but he looks less like a bodybuilder, which is probably a good thing in that all those muscles need oxygen, so get tired less readily. But you look at his chest and you think those pecs are, everything looks smaller. And it's kind of like, you know, you want to be hitting people as hard as you possibly can. I don't know.
It's like saying to the great Jonah Lomu, right? You just go in at first receiver and we want to throw a big pass off your left, a couple of decoys, and just create a try for someone else when you're thinking, just get it, run as hard as you can and cause as
bulldoze
much damage
people,
as you can.
Bulldoze people.
Yeah.
What you do. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like concentrate on your strengths. Anyway, didn't watch it. Wish I had. Live and learn.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story.
In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Did you have a good working weekend, fella?
Yeah, we'll smash into rugby now. Well, good. I did one game, mate. I did Cardiff Rugby versus Vodacom Bulls.
That's on Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, Saturday night. It wasn't a bad game, to be fair. Blues, I think, were something like 16-3 up at half time, and Vodacom Bulls came
well
back.
Well beaten in the end.
So, yeah, really well beaten.
Good second half, wasn't it, from the Bulls?
Yeah, it was, but they've got Marcel Kutsier, they've got Jacques Duplessis, Bismarck Duplessis, Lowe, like some massive carries. Hendricks in the centre, both wingers for the Bulls, absolutely rapid. One of them, just Tambouay, absolutely flies past Rhys Priestland for one of the tries. It's booted ahead, and it's crazy to see the difference in pace. Frightening, actually. Anyway, yeah, did that. Biggest
not
news,
a lot you can do about that, in fairness.
Yeah, be a bit quicker.
If twice as quick as you, there's not a lot you can do. Like, yeah,
more, even more. But you don't normally see that in backs, is my point. You know, you don't normally see such a difference in pace. Yeah, wingers are faster, but not to that extent. But the biggest news of the weekend was...
Did you watch Cardiff? Oh, go on, sorry.
Go on, no. You crack on. Did I watch Cardiff? What?
No, I was thinking... Were you watching them thinking they looked decent, like they looked sturdy in defence? Did they look a quality team, or they kind of Vodacom Bulls took their time to get into it and then blew them away?
Who am I talking about now, the Bulls or Cardiff?
Cardiff.
Cardiff can only play, I think, at the moment one certain way, and that's quite wide. It's sort of middle wide. You know, they don't really have any big ball carries. They had a real mobile back row. So Josh Navidi, who's injured his shoulder again, he went off early doors. They had Will Boyd, they had James Ratty. Like, there's no massive carriers there, so they can only play, you know, with width, really. And it worked a little bit in the first half, but when they come to adapt in the second half, they couldn't really do it. And the Bulls just use size and strength and bullied them, really, with some massive carries. They're huge blokes. But I think with all the South African teams, it's taken them a little bit of time to work out the breakdown. All the South African teams are struggling with that, because we put so much emphasis in Northern Hemisphere on the breakdown, and you know, they just take the ball into contact and assume they're going to win it. But that's not so much the case here. So it's taken them a bit of time. But the biggest news
was... You want to tell me this big news, don't you?
Yeah, and you just keep cutting across me. Every single time.
I thought we're still talking about the game.
Well, we've done enough on that game.
All right.
This is the game, mate. The Dragons went out to Connacht and beat them well.
Yeah.
Now, Dragons are a team I think have got a quality team now. They've got a lot more strength and depth. Jordan Williams at 15, wonderful talent, mate. You might have seen him at Bristol for a bit.
Yep, lovely runner.
Eyes up rugby, fantastic, and he played a massive part. Jonah Holmes scored a couple of tries. Sam Davis put him in position. They've got Aaron Wainwright, they've got Ross Moriarty, Tane Basham, he played, and I reckon great he's going to start, yeah it is, I reckon he's going to start for Wales in the autumn first game. Really do. I think he could be the one. He's a lot like Sean O'Brien, that type of player, like big carrier, 7, as well as good at the breakdown. So...
Is he young enough that he was probably named after Tane Randall?
Yeah, he could have been, actually.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, it is a cool name. It's a really cool name. But
I like Sam Davis at 10 as well. Whenever I always think he looks real nice and tidy. Is he in the Wales chat at all in the conversation? I guess it's all Anscombe at the moment.
Yeah, it's who's going to be sort of second or on the bench, number 10, whether they go with Priestland. Jared Evans is out. No one really at the Scarlets putting their hand up. So he could do. He could feature. But on front football, mate, he's really good. I just think sometimes, and it's not just him, it's the team in general with the Dragons, sometimes there's not enough offering outside him, so he just gets back in the pocket and starts kicking the corners and just giving up possession, really. So
right.
But when they're going forward, they get themselves set. They look good. Scarlett's got hammered by by Munster, 43 points to 13. Massive shock that was to beat by so much at the Scarlets. But anyway.
Second team too, mind.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But the biggest news of the rugby weekend has to be Harlequins Bristol.
Yeah.
Go for it, boy.
How good. I mean, it was a weird one because you Bristol goes at 21-0 up and you think, well, they're rocking here. It could happen again. And you still see Quinn's lads grinning to each other here and there. And they're sort of smiling to each other. And it's like, oh, God. But they were playing some really good stuff, Quinn's. They just couldn't quite get it together. But actually, Bristol started so well. Purdy's try was great. His dummy was an absolute beaut. Sending lads out for dinner. Really good. But then you watch Quinn's attack is brilliant to watch. It's just loads of talented guys, well coached, in great condition, with absolute license to have a go. And they just looked fantastic. Lewis Liner looked great. And when they took him off, he thought, what are they doing? And they brought on Luke Northmore, who was just as good. He had a brilliant season last season, Luke Northmore. Quinn's are amazing to watch. But then you watch the Bristol defence or rather the Bristol attack, and you think to yourself, well, first their defence was shot to bits by Quinn's, absolutely shot to bits, really demoralising to be beaten again by them like that. But then you watch their attack and you think, well, Harry Randall is a real threat, so he can hold defenders. Callum Sheedy is a brilliant player, but you watch, Austin Healy made the point during the game, but you watch defenders, and I always watch defenders, and you probably look at it and see the big picture. I often look at it and put myself in their shoes, thinking, how difficult would this be for me? And I was thinking, defending Bristol largely in that game in phase play would not have been very difficult, because the decoy runners were inactive, pretty ineffective. It was very lateral, it was catch and pass, and it was 9 and 10 all gone, and the ball was always outside 10, and actually really pretty easy to defend as long as I don't get myself too wide. And that isn't the Bristol we're used to seeing. I think their attack really isn't functioning brilliantly at the moment. When it does, people will be in trouble. But
Randraja,
I think, with him to come back, Randraja to come back, make a massive difference. But even that, if you'd stuck him at 13, he would have been getting ball, moving laterally with loads of defenders on him because nobody was held.
Yeah.
So that would have made even him look average more than usual. So what did you think?
I love watching Quinn's play, but they can only play that way with a couple of big ball carriers in it. Like, you can't all be lightweight, and I think that's where Esther Hazen plays such a vital part for them, because it gives them a platform. He's a massive lump. Dom Brandt can do everything. He's big. Yeah. He carries. Like, you look at other teams that want to try and play that way. You can't when all players are similar size. You need in your team some massive carriers, and those two are great. I think Tyrone Green is he's the man for Quinn's. If it's not Marcus Smith, it's Tyrone Green. Yeah, but then you say that, you've got Dom Brandt, you've got Danny Kerr, Marchant, they're just a team full of quality individuals that can actually play as a team and in units as well. So yeah. And I love their philosophy as well. And Bristol have got it as well. Exeter have it. They know they're gonna leak tries. They just bat themselves to score more, and it's working. And a lot of teams try that philosophy but leak more than they score because they're not as good as an attack.
It's great
to sharp.
Watch.
It is great to watch. And that's what you want. And, you don't want to be too critical of teams, right? But I look at, say, the Ospreys at the moment, and they had 5,000 in for a derby last week. That's not a great number for a Swansea-Cardiff derby, 5,000 people. But then you look on the field at what the product is, and it's not great. The Ospreys scored
rubbish. I watched it.
They scored 18 points. They didn't score a try. You want to be entertained. If the game is entertaining, no matter if you win or lose, if both teams are entertaining, and you need for the game to be entertaining, you need both teams to turn up. People will come back because they're excited by it. They see it. You get enough of a glimpse of your team and what they can do, even if they lose. That you want to come back and hoping it's going to click the week after.
Yeah,
but when the product is poor on the field, of course people aren't going to turn up. Only the hardcore fans will turn up, and you want to delve into the ones that are sort of now and again fans. You want people that like a bit of rugby, like a bit of sport in general. But that's what you want to appeal to, and in order to do that, it's got to be exciting in the middle part of the field, and it's not at the moment.
Yeah, I agree entirely. And the thing about Quinns, I also agree with you on, is, I mean, it's pretty obvious, but now you've said it, it's obvious, but it's not just harem scarum. They've got Marcus Smith, who is a flat-out genius. He's the best we've got by a mile. If he does, Austin said in comms, like, people are going to be asking why not if he's not starting for England. I'd go stronger than Austin on that, and I'd say it is flat-out wrong if he's not starting for England. It is the wrong decision. I would actually, myself, not that anyone's asked me, I'd have Marcus Smith to start with George Ford on the bench at 10. That's how I'd do it. Don't know about you, but then he is just flat-out wonderful. He's amazing. He's the show on his own, really. But there is a lot of power. There's a good amount of power in that team. Defensively, there's a lot of power. Marla's a brilliant defender, but Don Brandt, and then that's why I was going to ask about the Cardiff thing. I was going to say, you had Xavier Rush years ago, one of the best foreign signings we've had in these countries, I reckon, ever. Then you had Nick Williams for years at Cardiff, and he probably didn't get through the amount of work that Rushy got through, but geez, he had an impact, and he was a big, weighty carrier that took a lot of defenders. And you watch Exeter Chiefs, they struggle the first couple of games of the season. Dave Ewers comes back, and oh my God, mate, he was brilliant against Sale, relentless against Sale. It was everywhere. He was top of all the stats against Worcester. They hammered Worcester on Saturday, did Chiefs. And you think, well, there is if you can mix a bit of brutal power with all that attacking artistry and intent and all that, that's the formula, isn't it? You can't have all power, and you can't just have all just fling it from everywhere. You do need a bit of both.
Yeah, you do. Because you're going to have to adapt, mate. And that's what the great teams do. They can adapt from playing either tight to wide or wide to tight, loose to tucking up the jumper. And, you've got to win differently. Not all games are going to be the same. I wish they were. I would happily pay to watch Quinns, Bristol, Exeter every week, because the brand they play, a lot more Northampton, Wasps, there's a lot of good examples of teams that go out and entertain, because it is an entertainment sport. Winning is important. I get that. And sometimes you've got to grind out wins, but not every game can be like a cup final where you do what it takes to win. You need to produce more. What other games did you watch? You were at Exeter doing One Man Band. Sung the own theme tune, write my own theme tune.
Write the theme tune, sing the theme tune. I watched all of them, Tommy. The Irish-Leicester game, Leicester pipped them pretty much. It wasn't a great game. Lots of tries to Malls. Couple of fun bits, but it wasn't brilliant. Gloucester against Sale was amazing game, because Gloucester dominated for 70 minutes. Sale weren't. They just weren't really in it. Mark Atkinson, really prominent. Yes, in attack, but also ragdolling people about in defence, knocking people around. He looked really, really good.
I like him a lot.
Yeah. Lewis Rees-Sammet didn't have his best game, but scored two tries. Got a bit. One of them was a run-in, one was a bit of a lucky bounce, but he is rapid and it helps. But he looked a bit rusty, tried one or two things, didn't come off. And I read a couple of headlines that said Rees-Sammet stars as Gloucester, and he didn't really star, but he still scored two.
What do you mean?
Sale nearly nicked it. They scored three tries in 10 minutes at the end, and you thought, goodness me. And there was Tim Curtis had a conversion from the touchline, a clutch kick, and he missed it. Poor bloke. That would have won it for Sale. But even Alex Sanderson said afterwards that wouldn't have been right. That would have been daylight robbery. The Saris Newcastle game. Newcastle got into an early lead, but Saracens just properly turned the screw. Mako, outstanding. Billy Vunipola, if not at his best, pretty close to it. Really, really good performance from him. Loads of energy, loads of work. And Jamie George went absolutely ape after he scored a try. He went nuts. Obviously been dropped from the England squad. I bet you he's back in it next week when they announce the actual squad. But Saris they did a Saris on him, really. They just did a bit of a job on Newcastle. Newcastle are still a good team. They're still a good team. And yesterday, Wasps against Saints. Saints weren't great in the second half, made a few mistakes, and as Chris Boyd said, the chickens came home to roost. But Wasps don't know when they're beaten. They just keep playing and playing. Brilliant to watch. And Thomas Young offloaded off the deck. He delayed an offload around the back of a defender as he was falling for Dan Robson's try. And it was a thing of absolute beauty. And is he going to play for Wales in the autumn? Because he's such a special player.
Don't know, mate. Don't know. With Navidi out, often they play Navidi at six, not always at seven. Ellis Jenkins is is fit Tane Bashan. I don't know. But he won't play in the first game against New Zealand because no players have got released from the Gallagher Premiership for that game because it's outside the international window.
Yeah.
It's all very political, but that's always often the case. England players get released, but those that are playing in England from another country don't get released. So we don't have Dan Bigger. We don't have Faletau. So that's why there's a lot of chat about who's going to be the 10 for Wales. But don't know.
Who do you reckon will be?
It's New Zealand anyway, so no matter who we got, I don't think we're going to win.
Who do you reckon it will be? You've got to play against them, haven't you?
You cannot try and squeeze wins out. You've got to do something different. Like we've seen, Ireland do over time. Like we've seen England do, and they've beaten them. You have to...
You've got to bash them.
You do have to bash them for 90 minutes as well. Not even 90, 80. Maybe 90 with a bit of injury time.
Well, 90 would be 100 by now, wouldn't it? Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. You have to do something different. You have to make them think... but I think it'd be Gareth Anscombe. Although Ospreys aren't playing that well, they're 2 from 3. They're not really scoring many tries at the moment. They got beaten by the Sharks on Friday night. Beaten well as well. Didn't deserve to win either. So wasn't like a lucky win. They were just outplayed and outthought, and their attack is struggling at the moment. But he is attacking minded, and I think if you look at combinations, I think he'll probably play. At 10, I reckon it's going to be Scott Williams if he's fit. He went off with a facial injury, I think, on Sunday. Maybe John Davis at 13. Willis Halaholo being a bit quiet. I'm not too bothered about back three, although 15 might be a bit of an issue. Liam Williams is out. Lee Halfpenny's out. Got good wingers.
Johan Lloyd, mate.
Yeah, Johan Lloyd might be it. Yeah. Maybe.
I love him. I bloody love him. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. He's not perfect, but he's not far off.
A bit like me and you, mate.
You and me, boy. I love him. I think he's bloody great. Yeah, it's
plenty to think
see
about.
How Wales go against him because you think, well, if you're going to try and squeeze it out, so to speak, you're definitely going to lose. If you try and properly play and shred them, you'll probably still lose, but you might not. It's like
you've got more of a chance.
Yeah, easy for us to say, because if you start wanging it about and lose by 50, you're a mug, aren't you? So,
yeah, you are. Yeah, it's the balance, isn't it? But you've got to pressure them. Like, played loads of times, mate. And, like, you win one half by, 5 or 6 points, but they'll win the other half by 20, 30 points. So,
yeah. It's the old thing of the All Blacks having extra gears, isn't it?
It's just
really annoying.
Yeah, and it's just pressure after
great
pressure.
To watch.
Yeah, it is great to watch. And I'm glad they're coming over. Everyone loves watching the All Blacks. The hacker at the start, it gets kids involved, it gets people interested in rugby. They're brilliant.
Will you be commentating? Will you be corporating? What will you be doing?
We are doing corporate hospitality for All Blacks Australia and South Africa.
My days. Well done, fella.
Yeah, I won't be doing... I'm doing Amazon for South Africa and Fiji, but...
Commentating, nothing, yeah, brilliant.
Nothing for New Zealand or Australia, so... El vino will flow.
Oh, Tommy, you're going to have a lovely time, fella, aren't you?
Yeah, well,
absolutely. If you're around,
pop in. And that's not a generic statement to anyone listening.
Do you mean that?
Just to you. Just to you, David.
Okay, do you mean it, though? Do you want me to pop in if I'm around or not?
Mate, please come in. It will only cost you 175 quid.
I was late last time.
Plus VAT.
Problem. Yeah, noted. All right. Boy, look. Good luck to you. What's on this week? Have you got much going on, fella?
We got the long lunch. I've got on Thursday. I've got Cardiff versus the Chelsea Sharks on Saturday.
Yeah,
and that be it, mate. That will be
well done,
it.
Boy.
Yeah. What about you?
A bit going on, boy. I've got I've got a right result. Well, I'm doing an event for Amazon Prime tomorrow in London, like a launch event. Gabby Logan's there, Dylan Hartley's there, and whatever. It'd be nice. And then Thursday, I'm hosting an awards ceremony for it's a residential property awards, Tommy, in Yorkshire and Leeds. But we're raising money for the Variety Children's Charity, which just happens to be there's a nice little link here. Happens to be a charity that has helped my little brother out before. So. That is nice. That will be nice. Mum's coming to Bath. Yeah, that's all nice stuff. But the result is... Oh, sorry, you were going to say something. Go on,
I was going to say, these are the types of gigs that Partridge does.
I know. Yeah, I know. And Durden Smith.
Yep.
Mark Partridge. Mark Durden Partridge. Yeah, so, but we've the new nanny started today.
Oh.
No, wait, let me explain.
And you've got two dishwashers, I bet.
One dishwasher. Weirdly, planning a new kitchen at the moment and tried to get two dishwashers into the island, but have failed because there's not enough room because it's not a very big kitchen, as you know. So that is a shame. I wanted two. Just change. It's a game changer. It means you never have to empty one. You can always get away with it. Mm. And the nanny thing, we got, there's this company called Norland Nannies.
My mum was one.
Based in Bath. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So they're proper job. The best nannies going, right? But they train and they need work experience. So my mate, Dunks, and he said, look, we got one. What you do is you email them and they will send them to you for work experience and you'll get 4 weeks and it is free of charge. And they do 8 hours a day and they'll do all sorts of stuff around the house, help with the baby. They'll cook your meals. They do the baby's laundry and the mummy's laundry as well. Well, yeah, obviously won't do mine, but they can do all sorts of cool stuff. And we just email them. They're straight away. We're like, yep, let us know the dates you want. And it's like, so we've got 4 weeks, 8 hours a day, free nannying now.
Well done. Well done.
I mean, as I said, I'm in my armchair upstairs with a laptop on, so I'm you know.
What will you do after 4 weeks? Just email them back again with another name.
Darren Flashman. Darren Flashman of Bath. Yeah.
Keep moving your balance exactly, around on credit cards to get 0% interest.
She's only been here 3 hours and already I'm like, what on earth are we going to do when she's gone? What are we going to do? Yeah, exactly it, yeah.
Oh, so, well done, boy. Well done. You're beating the system.
Fella.
You're beating the system.
Yeah,
in my
I know. It's good, isn't it? I'm helping her. I'm helping her. They have to wear a uniform as well. And I was like, you do not have to wear that. And she's like, no, we do. I was like, no, I won't tell anyone. You don't have to wear it. No, no. They're not allowed to, if they drink tea or coffee, they're not allowed to walk with it. They have to be sitting at all times when they drink it. They can carry it to a table or a seat, but they're not allowed to take a sip while walking.
Oh, COVID rules, that sounds like. The old COVID rules. You couldn't stand up drinking. You had to sit down.
Or don't spill boiling liquid.
Anyway, mate, well done. Well done. Clever and funny. I hate the bastard. Well done. Hey, you enjoy all those cups of tea and coffee, all right? And,
too right, I will. She's not meant to make stuff for me because it's just if mummy is breastfeeding and baby, she makes stuff for them. But mummy has been asking for two cups of tea.
She treat you like a big baby as well? Is it one of them?
Yeah, well, I'm wearing a nappy as a joke when she arrived, a big grown-up nappy, and yeah. I crawled up to the door and answered it on all fours.
Mate, I watched Eurotrash for many crying. A year.
Crying.
I used to love Eurotrash. Right. See you later, mate.
Right. Good luck, boy. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.